Welcome to Three and Out. I'm Jason. That is Kevin. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation's Cincinnati Bengals website. We are sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. We are on the Orange and Black Insider, which is Cincy Jungle's kind of media wing. So we are on YouTube. Anywhere you can get your podcast, we'll be there too. It's not just us. It's a lot of great stuff, a lot of great daily Bengals content, OBI, Chalk Talk, Talking Football with Bengal Jim and Friends. So check all that out. And yeah, Kevin, in 2 weeks, we'll have hit 1 year, 52 episodes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of weird because we started the week after the Super Bowl last year for no reason whatsoever. It's the right time to talk about football.
I really like doing this podcast. It's a lot of fun. I don't really know how much traction we're getting. I don't really care. I just like to talk football with you. Yeah. I never would have guessed for a second we would do this for a year.
No, me neither. I figured we'd have like 8 episodes and then we'd be like, nah, we're done. We're not doing it. But I think it's gotten fun. It's fun.
It has.
It's fun. All right. So before we talk, we're going to talk a little bit about T. Higgins tonight.
It's the only thing anybody's talking about.
Yeah. But before we do that, I have a question for you. Okay.
Okay.
It's clear to me, and it should be clear to you and everybody else, that Patrick Mahomes is on a tier by himself in the NFL until somebody consistently all the time brings him down. He's up there alone, right? Which makes him Superman. And if Patrick Mahomes is Superman, is there any doubt in your mind that that makes Joe Burrow Batman?
No.
Right. That's the one thing that was clear to me this playoff round is the AFC playoffs desperately missed Joe Burrow and the Bengals because there was really no credible threat to the Chiefs. You know what I mean?
Everybody when it matters, the only quarterbacks who have beaten Mahomes in the playoffs are Brady and Burrow.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. When it matters, when the game is on the line, the only guys who didn't throw it away were Brady and Burrow. So, yeah, the AFC desperately needs Burrow in the playoffs. Absolutely.
Guess it
because up. I just don't trust anyone else. All right. T. Higgins.
Yeah.
T. Higgins. So, you know, the Bengals are in a tough position. Everybody knows the situation they're in. You know, you got Ja'Marr Chase, who's just done with the third year of his contract. So now he's eligible for a contract extension since T. Higgins was the first pick in the second round, right?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. First pick in the second round. Yeah. First pick in the second round. He's not eligible for a fifth year option. So, I mean, he's a free agent right now.
Yeah. Is any part of you dreading? Because I know where my head's at, and I think I know where your head's at. I feel like we're going to get some kickback for what we're about to say.
Yes.
But I feel like it needs to be said. There's a couple different angles to look at the whole T. Higgins situation. Almost none of them are a fun conversation to have.
No, they're not. I'm just going to go out on a limb right now and say, and I know you agree with me, that the Bengals in no way, shape, or form should sign T. Higgins to a long-term extension. It can't
happen. They can't do it.
They can't,
do it.
And when I say they
can't. There is no team-friendly deal to be had here.
Right.
His agent is Mulligetta. That's Bates' agent. If you're a Bengal fan, you need to know that name. He will not settle for anything other than high-end, top-tier wide receiver one money.
And he should.
Mulligetta can get a contract with a different team that pays him like a top-10 wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I get it. You look at our cap space, you say, we can afford this. Yeah, we can. We can afford T. We can give T a 3-year contract. And then there is a cost to be paid on the other side of that. Our D line has no depth, it has no reader. Our O line is one of the highest paid O lines in the NFL, and it is one of the worst performing O lines in the NFL. We have no edge rusher on the other side of Hubbard, on the other side of Hendrickson. Hubbard is not performing quite like he needs to. We don't have a tight end. These are all issues we need to address. And by signing T. Higgins, you need to accept that two of them cannot be addressed.
Right, right. So I think the choice is you can say, I want one of two things. I want Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins together for the long haul. Or I want to have a complete team, or at least as most complete as I can make it, because you're not going to get both. You can have a star-studded quarterback and wide receiver class, and that's it, because T. Higgins deserves to be paid as a top 10 wide receiver because he is one. And Ja'Marr Chase is probably going to reset the wide receiver market when he signs his deal. I absolutely expect it. Now, obviously, if you say, okay, well, you can have one or the other, who do you want, Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins? The answer to that question is Ja'Marr Chase, and there's no second of hesitation. And as much as I love T. Higgins and I want to see T. Higgins in Cincinnati, he's not Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase is capable of doing things that really nobody else in the NFL is, with an exception of maybe someone like Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But that's where he exists on that tier with just anyone else that you can think of outside of guys. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase exists on a level by themselves. Is there anyone
else? No, not that's currently playing, not to the level they're currently playing at. I mean, Devontae Adams back at, he's fallen off a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
Currently, right now, it's those three. Yes.
Those three. And those three are going to, when Ja'Marr Chase, when he signs his extension, whenever that is, it's going to reset the market, and it should. But so now you have the highest paid quarterback. You're going to have the highest paid wide receiver. That's, you can't do anything else.
No, you can't.
And if we're being honest, the position of wide receiver two is replaceable. It's replaceable. It's easier to reload in that position than it is nose tackle. It's easier to reload at wide receiver two than it is right tackle.
It's with the current crops of wide receivers coming out of college, like they are NFL ready out the gate. And here's the truth that I feel like, here's the truth about it. T. Higgins is less valuable to us than he is to a lot of other teams because we have Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. Meaning that if we're being like responsible as a team, if the Bengals are being responsible as a team, they can't offer T. Higgins the kind of money other teams can. And his agent knows that because we already have our wide receiver one. I mean, that's locked. Like, Chase is that guy. So while having T on the other side is a luxury and has been incredible and has been really fun to watch, it's not a necessity.
Right.
Other teams are going to pay T like he's a necessity. We can't do it.
Right. So we've mapped out the fact that they can't, that they can. I mean, they physically can't.
They shouldn't pay him. No. Which is going to get us a lot of hate. It's going to get us a lot of hate. I get it. I was on the train for maybe the last 2 years of, we can sign them both. We can sign Chase. We can sign Higgins. We can do it. And the more you look at it, the more you look at the numbers, the more you look at the value, you just start to realize there's a reason almost no team in the NFL has ever had any kind of success paying two high dollar wide receivers like that. You'll get them in the draft. You get them cheap. You know what I mean? Like Tyreek Hill and Waddle. That's a great example. But Waddle's cheap. Tyreek Hill is expensive. That's the way you have that kind of success. You don't do it by paying them both.
Right. And that's the same thing that you have with a lot of these like wide receiver groups, is you have like Philadelphia, AJ Brown, and whoever else they have, the like, he's like maybe a second year guy, but that's the deal. AJ Brown's expensive, the rookie's cheap. You know what I mean? And that's what the Bengals got lucky with, two cheap guys. But that's the time for that's done now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't continue to do that. So they shouldn't extend him. So the options that they have, the options on the table to them, the way that anyone should see is, they have three options. Is one, he walks, and you get a compensatory pick for him. I don't know, probably a third, you know. Two, you tag him on the franchise tag. He stays here for one more year. You do what you can with him, and then, you know, you go. Three, I'm not wearing glasses. I can't see the text you sent me. Three, you tag him and then trade him. And when we come back for a commercial, we're going to talk about what we know what they're going to do. Everybody knows what they're going to do. We're going to talk about what they'll do real quick, and we talk about what they should do. All right, we'll be right back.
Eastgate Smiles Dental Care is a warm and welcoming environment where expertise and customer service come together. As a local business, they love helping their fellow Cincinnatians manage their oral health and achieve a perfect smile. They pair the latest technology with years of experience to give you a smile worth showing off. They are dedicated to quality and convenience and can even perform dental crown procedures the same day in most cases. You like your smile, but they are here to help you love it. They personalize your care and match your needs. Call them today at 513-528-1150 to learn what they can do for your pearly whites.
All right, so we all know, I think what everyone assumes is what's going to happen is they're going to use the franchise tag on T. Higgins. And the reason that everyone assumes that is because you can't just let him walk and get nothing for him. That's something bad, stupid teams do. You know what I mean? If they were going to do that, they would have traded him before the trade deadline last year, especially when Joe Burrow wasn't healthy. Dump him. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So they're going to trade him. I'm sorry. They're going to tag him. They're going to say, hey, our window, we got T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, probably the last time ever in 2024. Let's make it count. And I respect that. I get the thinking behind that. But you and I have both discussed what they should do is they should tag him and then immediately say, who wants him? He's available.
Well, it really comes down to a question. And I don't think this is going to get me a lot of love either.
Yeah.
Is next year what we should be optimizing as far as the Super Bowl window is concerned? When you look at this team as it exists right now, should next year be the year? Should we go all in on next year? Are we capable of going all in next year? Do we have the core to do so? If the answer is yes, then you tag T and you play it.
Right.
It's that simple. Here's your moment.
Right.
If the answer is no, then you use T, you trade him. I think, honest to God, you get a low first or a first equivalent.
Yep.
And you use him to re-up for the following years. Doing that does not mean you don't get a chance at the Super Bowl next year. It doesn't mean that. You could hit, and you could still have a lot of success. We see a lot of wide receivers hit the ground running. You could maybe lose a few steps, I'm not saying otherwise, between T and the guy who follows him up. But if you spend that first-round pick on a wide receiver, for example, well, now we're back in the game, maybe. But either way, we're choosing not to maximize next year. We're choosing to maximize the following 3 years after that. I'm of the camp that we need to trade him. We have too many needs. Next year is not our year with the D-line looking like it's looking, with the O-line looking like it's looking. Those require premium picks to fix, and they require money. Two things you cannot have if you keep P, or at least not as many. I think the only option is to tag and trade. I don't think they'll do it. I think it is the clear answer.
So I do agree with you that the concept of if 24 is the year, if you're confident 24 is the year, then you keep them and you go for it. If not, you get the picks. And I was thinking the entire time you were talking, and not to say I wasn't listening, but I was trying to figure out, like, what's my answer? Is my answer yes? I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer, if I think that this is the year, because I think it could be. But like anything with the NFL, it's a little bit of luck. I mean, if you would have told me the way that the Chiefs played, you know, this whole season, how they just didn't look like themselves. I was like, oh no, the Chiefs are going to get bounced in round one. I can't wait to see it. I love it. But they didn't, you know, because they played Chiefs football in the playoffs. You know, they stepped up and played like they usually do. But there's so much luck that goes into playoff football, you know, or just putting yourself in the right position. You know, just one or two more things. You know, Lamar Jackson doesn't just piss down his leg. He probably wins that game. I mean, I don't know what else to say. He was so bad. So, yeah. I think that it could go their way where that 2024 is the year, but like,
sure. I'm not saying it can't. Yeah, I agree.
I know, but there are some things to fix. I mean, like when I say some things, I mean like a lot, there's a lot of stuff they got to work on, you know?
Yes. And Burrow can go out, we watch him do it over and over again, right? Yeah. Burrow can go out there and do Burrow things, and he can get us farther than we have any right to get considering the O-line he's behind.
Right.
We cannot, that cannot be the plan. Do you know what I mean? I totally agree. Stack the deck. Burrow is part of stacking the deck, 100%. But a part of it is you give him as many strengths as possible to work with. Right. Don't you want to see what Burrow can do behind a good O-line?
Don't you
want to see that?
Can you imagine Burrow behind Detroit's offensive line?
I mean, it would be wild, dude. It would be insane.
Nothing against Jared Goff. I know Burrow's better than Jared Goff, and Jared Goff looked great behind Detroit's offensive line. And like I said, nothing against Jared Goff, but like, it would be incredible.
You could be against Jared Goff. I don't have any need to defend Jared Goff.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, if you gave Burrow the time that Jared Goff had a few times to throw, I mean, it's just amazing what he could do.
Yeah.
And like you said, you can't just say, oh, Joe will get it done, because that's what Indianapolis did with Andrew Luck, and we saw what happened there. So you're right. They have to stack the deck. They have to stack the deck, and having Joe Burrow is part of stacking the deck, but the easier you make it for him, you know what I mean, the easier it is for everybody. I think the answer is tag and trade. I do. Tag him, trade him, get a first, and, you know, use that first, draft a wide receiver, draft a tight end, draft both, draft two defensive tackles in the first round. You know what I mean? But just what this team could do, think about how valuable a first-round draft pick, what this team could do with a first-round draft pick, the sky's the limit.
And imagine this team with T. Higgins and what we've got currently, which won't be the case. We'll evolve. But you're going to get my point here. Now, imagine this team with a good but not great wide receiver too. Whoever that is in your brain, if that's Yoshi, if it's somebody we pick in the second, third round, whoever it is. And in place of T, we have a first round three tech and a first round right tackle.
Yeah.
You that know in your heart better. That's a better team.
It is. It is. And I love T. Higgins. And it hurts I love my T. Higgins. Soul to say this stuff. But yes, that's a better team. Now, are they going to do it? No.
No.
Mike Brown came out several years ago and said, we're not in the business of making other teams better. They're not going to turn around and trade T. Higgins. If they do, go buy a lottery ticket, but they won't. So, but that's it. I mean, that's the situation. I'm fully assuming T. Higgins will be on the franchise tag. We'll be back here next year shooting for playoff. You know what I mean?
And then
And he'll be gone.
That's still in the cards, but it would be a little more in the cards, I feel like, if they would modernize a bit and look past just compensatory picks, which never seem to work out for us anyways. It always feels like, oh, we're going to get like such and such compensatory pick, and then they run the values and we get a fifth. We get like a fifth for T.
Yeah.
That's just how it's felt in the past, at least. I love T. If he's on the team, I will be happy. I will be rooting for him. My daughter's first jersey was a T. Higgins jersey. So I'm a big, big fan. I would be a bigger fan of this team modernizing and pushing this window a few years out. And you do that by trading top tier players that you're not capable of keeping.
Yeah. I don't ever think that the NFL should take a page out of Major League Baseball's book, because Major League Baseball is like crashing and burning constantly.
Yeah.
But the way that bad teams in small markets, the way that they purge talent to bring in youth and then build them, you know what I'm saying? That's a model that that an NFL team, and I'm not saying tank. I know tank is like a dirty word in the NFL. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, if you have a first-round wide receiver that you know you cannot keep after this year, trade him and get the maximum amount of value out of him that you can. That's what we're saying. It's not going to happen, but it should. All right. Do you have anything else you want to say about T. Higgins?
No, that's it.
Okay, we're coming up on time. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Yes.
I'm sorry for my feelings. I feel like you're going to be mad at me.
Probably, yeah. I have a question for you real quick. Based on last week's AFC Championship game where Travis Kelce caught 11 passes on 11 targets, is Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce the greatest coach, quarterback, receiver trio in the history of the NFL?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, who is?
Tom Brady, Gronk, and Belichick.
Okay.
You think, and that's not a question. Yeah, of course they've had more success. They've had way more success. I'm not saying that like on a long enough timeline those three wouldn't pass. But all of this annoys me. People still remember how great Brady is. I get it. They do. People are forgetting how good Gronk was.
Oh, I know.
And it's annoying. Everybody's talking about Kelce's the greatest tight end ever. Kelce's great. He's absolutely great. He would probably be a top five in any conversation you wanted to have, at least in the modern NFL.
Yeah.
Gronk played a different game. Gronk was better in almost every aspect. I know it's been a while. I know he's just like the goofy guy who sells insurance. Gronk is a better tight end than Kelce could ever be, period.
I'm not 100% sure that you could even say that Travis Kelce plays tight end when you compare him to Gronk. I know he plays tight end. What I'm saying is that Gronk was a very good blocker and just plays a different style of football than Kelce plays tight end like a slot receiver. That's just what. And there might not be any tight end better at finding open places in zones. Gronk played tight end like a tight end, and he was just so freakishly big and fast that he was a problem for everybody. But he blocked.
Yes.
He blocked. Not saying
he blocked
away from
well. He blocked very well.
He blocked well. You know who else blocks really well? Kittle blocks really, really well.
He does.
You know, he does. And, you know, blocking is not Kelsey's huge thing, but we've seen what he's can do. I'm happy for him. UC kid, first ballot Hall of Famer for sure.
Sure. But I get that it's not his thing, and that's easy to say. Like, right, okay, he's right. Not his thing. That's not why you have Kelsey on your team. But he plays tight end, and if we're comparing right. him to other tight ends, you cannot just decide to ignore half the job.
Well, see, that's the
see
thing.
What I mean? Like,
say, I didn't say greatest coach quarterback tight end.
I no, but we're comparing.
Coach receiver, just because of what they've been able to do. I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce now have the most postseason connections in NFL history. More so than
I mean,
Rice and
okay, but what? How much of that has to do with the fact that at least this season, that there's just no one else to throw it to?
Right. Well, yeah. Well, there isn't. There isn't. There isn't at all.
And they're getting better. They are getting better. I'm not saying like the team, the wide receivers have actually taken a step with the Chiefs, annoyingly so. But I know you didn't say receiver. That's true. That's true. I still am giving it to Brady, Gronk, and Belichick.
I think that
get a couple more Super Bowls under your belt, and we can talk about the Chiefs catching up to that dynasty. You all need to quit sleeping on what the Patriots are able to do for as long as they were able to do it.
I think that the only two trios that could even be in the conversation with Reed, Mahomes, Kelsey are Gronk, Brady, Belichick, and Walsh, Montana, Rice. That's it. Those are the only three that are in that conversation, in my opinion. So, you got anything else, man?
No, that's it. Short and sweet.
All right. Well, hey, everybody, thank you again for watching. Again, we're on the Orange and Black Insider. We are on YouTube and anywhere that you can get anywhere you can get podcasts, we'll be there. So check us out. Great daily Bengals content. We are brought to you by CincyJungle.com, SB Nation, Cincinnati Bengals website, and sponsored by Eastgate Smiles Dental Care. Give them a call. Thank you very much. And Hootay.
Hootay.